Hi, and welcome to the Industries and COVID podcast. I am your host, Joshua Brooker. Throughout this series, we will be talking with professionals from a range of industries to discuss how COVID-19 has impacted, for better or for worse, their ability to work. We will also explore how they have reinvented and expanded their methods of operation to continue providing services to their clients during this time of social isolation. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. On this episode, we'll be talking with Sean Goldman, a music composer from Toronto, Ontario. He has worked with several international directors since starting his career. His score for the award-winning short film 8, directed by Gabriel Favreau, was nominated in several festivals in the United States. We'll be discussing his work pre-COVID and how the pandemic has impacted his opportunities to find work as a composer.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I've been pretty good. So tell me and the audience a little bit about what you've been doing.
Sure. As you said, I'm a film and TV composer. So basically, I write music for stuff we see on screens for different visual media. I've had some screenings at Beverly Hills Film Festival, Venice Film Festival, Newport Beach Film Festival, stuff like that. Aside from my short film and feature-length work, I've done some documentaries and recently got into the television ad world as well.
Which is quite impressive.
Where can they catch your movies if they ever want to look into them?
Well, 8, the one that's won over 30 awards. And you know, there's, my score was nominated for that one, for best score. And that one can be found on Amazon Prime. So 8, Gabriel Favreau.
Find 8 on Amazon. Go watch it. Enjoy it. So with this whole COVID thing, how hard has it really been to look for work?
It's pretty challenging for us. In post-production, which includes music, you depend on people delivering footage to you in order for you to do your work for that footage, whether it be processing the audio or making music. And in our case, if nobody has footage to give us, then there's only so much we can do. And unfortunately, there are a lot of filming restrictions right now around the world, which really puts a big slowdown on any of that production.
Yeah, I know here in Ontario, we just hit stage 3, which means we can now do 100 people outside and 50 people indoors. What I would like to know is what's going on internationally. As
I can actually shed a little bit of light on that. I'm working with a director from Italy, Gabriel Favreau. I've worked with him for years now, actually, on a few films of his. And we were slated to do one, and he wrote this brilliant script, and I had done some music demos for him. We were discussing like the feel and the style of it, and we really had things going. But of course, with the pandemic, it was kind of unclear how much footage would actually be able to be done. And so what ended up happening was Italy is now at a point where they're allowing footage, but it's very restricted. And it makes a lot of shooting a bit unrealistic, especially for not like Hollywood level budget productions. So for example, for this film, he was thinking of doing an outdoor street shot, but now you can't just, you know, get the filming permit and shoot outside. Now, because of social distancing restrictions, you actually have to pay to shut down the entire street. And yeah, just totally close things off. So it makes things that would have been maybe a little bit more possible now a lot more difficult to do. And this film now had to be scrapped for future use. And he just had to end up writing a new script with a much more limited scope, so that it was possible to be filming, you know, indoors in smaller spaces and places where you didn't have to pay at the nose just to adhere to certain COVID restrictions.
Yeah, I'm sure directors and screenwriters are going to be looking to incorporate more rural settings where you don't need to shut down as many local businesses while still having room to spread.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot more farmland this coming year.
Though with live filming not really being much of a thing, have you thought about trying to do music composing for more animated stuff as well?
Certainly, I'm really interested in doing animation. But I think, you know, even animation isn't immune to what's been going on with COVID. You know, those studios, they require groups of people to be working together and often tight quarters. you have teams of people doing animations often. And yeah, I mean, with the restrictions on social gatherings, I think even that is sort of difficult and slowing things down a bit. But certainly, I think it's possible for sure. Just maybe a little bit more intensive if somebody wants to take on animation on their own.
So yeah, now that kind of like we are hitting stage three, do you think we're going to be seeing anything potentially soonish? I'm not saying like within the next 2 weeks.
I'd like to see that. I think it really depends on how stage three goes. Because I mean, when we look at historically, you know, how things have been dealt with COVID-wise around the world, when the cases have been lowered, but it's not eradicated, it seems that whenever they open indoor dining places and places where, you know, you can't keep a mask on or you're kind of exchanging saliva in close quarters, you know, restaurants, bars, you always see a spike in cases after that. And I'm hoping that's not indicative of what's going to happen in Toronto and the GTA. But it's hard to say if things are going to continue looking optimistic because I feel like we might have jumped the gun on that.
There's some potential. I know I thought it was going to be another week before Toronto hit stage three when it was announced that like places like Huntsville and a lot of the more rural communities were entering stage three just to kind of gather the data and see how it was going. Well, and like you, I'm also afraid that we're going to hit this huge second wave, but I'm afraid it's like, you know, one wrong move, though Ford has been really good about it. One thing that wasn't really accounted for, and we're just going to see a spike that's going to set back all of these reopenings.
And that would have like a further delay in productions, especially filming in Toronto in the winter is another challenge, you know. So, and that might even be when it's possible to start filming, how things are going to look. But optimistically, if things continue the way they're going, then barring that, it could be possible to see more projects coming up the next, I don't know, 6 months.
Which I think is all we can really hope for at the moment.
I think so. That's being optimistic.
Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic about this as well. So one thing I'm also curious about, though, is what your opinion, like how COVID's going to affect our industry in the long run. Are we now going to have to be more careful about things? And are we just going to have to give people longer time to kind of just edit through stuff or even like compose music for projects now?
That's a good question. I feel like industry practices have been like pretty set. Personally, I would love to see more time being given to the composers and, you know, all the post guys.
Yeah, like they say, we'll fix it in post. It's like, okay, but you just took 2 weeks from post.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then, I mean, by the time, you know, the composer gets it, it's like composer and like the colorist, I think, are like two of like the last people to probably get it, you know? So there's not a whole lot of time to do our work in a lot of cases, sometimes just a matter of weeks. I'm not really sure if going back and, you know, different practices with related to COVID are going to change that. But if somehow they do, then that will definitely be one good thing that comes out of it.
Yeah. What about the big orchestras that some films end up using? Those can be like over 100 people sometimes.
Yeah, they can be massive. And there are some practices right now. A lot of recordings aren't happening in Los Angeles, of course, but there's some remote orchestras in Hungary. Other Eastern European countries have kind of made a practice of offering remote recordings. And they've been doing this forever. It's not COVID related, but I've already seen that people have started doing that again. And like the Budapest Orchestra, for example, they're recording remotely, but they're socially distancing themselves as they do it. So it takes a little bit more time and they're recording smaller sections at a time. But because of the miracle of multi-tracking, you know, you can just record all the strings first and then all the horns after. And then, you know, as long as you keep things separate like that, you can make sure that all of the players are properly spaced out and they're still able to run their business that way.
Yes, which I think is a smart way to do things. You don't want to take those risks. And people have been speculating that COVID might stick around for another 2-3 years.
It's hard to say, but for sure, we're not going to be able to run at the same efficient pace that we were before. It's going to be a big lesson to show business. Yeah, institutions haven't been dealing with this in any way that I would have predicted.
No, for sure not. Like, everything just shut down.
So What makes sense to me is, you know, not guaranteed to actually happen.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be very interesting to see where the industry goes to after this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
The more I try to think about it, the harder it is to picture. It's just like, it really is that big what if. Thank you for coming in, and thank you, audience, for tuning in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll have more to talk about for film and TV. Have a great day, everyone.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of Industries in COVID. This series is produced and edited by Wave by Wave Productions. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter to stay updated on all projects, episode releases, and announcements on future guests. Links for both are posted in the description below. If you want to know how a certain industry or sector has been impacted by COVID, leave a comment on Twitter. Episodes will be released every other Monday. Thank you, and have a good day.